Let's go now to the Northern Territory town of Katherine, where there's been a heated meeting between defence officials and residents over chemical contamination of the water supply. The Defence Force is facing a series of class actions over the contamination from 18 of its bases across the country, and the federal government is now offering blood tests to residents of Katherine near the RAAF base. At last night's meeting, defence representatives also told members of the Katherine community that the fish and prawns in their waterways have elevated levels of chemical contamination. Nancy Notson is in Katherine and joined me earlier. Nancy, you were at the meeting last night. How did Katherine residents react to that information from Defence Department officials?
Well, many people are extremely concerned about what this means for their health, about what this means for the local economy. There were so many questions being asked last night from so many different residents, and not just about the fish, they're also worried about long-term health impacts of what these chemicals could mean for their systems. They're worried about their children ingesting these chemicals over a long period of time. So there were lots of angry questions about, you know, there were actually some comments from the community about how the information that these levels were, high levels were detected in the fish were actually delivered. One woman, she was quite annoyed, and she was talking about this is really sensitive information for a community that relies on tourism, and how you can just give this information so casually that we shouldn't be eating the fish was quite insensitive, she was saying. And people are worried because it's just so much uncertainty. So this was the woman who actually I'm mentioning, Meg Gerrits, this is a little bit of what she had to say.
There were some really tense moments tonight from people that have been under a lot of stress for 18 months or more. It's come really late in the day to know that we will be having blood testing, and because it's come so late, that feeling of trust and collaboration really isn't there.
So that's Meg Gerrits from Katherine Community Radio. Nance, did the Defence Authority say how long it would take to remediate the problem?
No, that's the same problem around the country. The Defence has said before that it's going to cost hundreds of millions, up to hundreds of millions of dollars to try and fix the clean up the PFAS contamination problem around the country. But for each individual space, it's really unknown at this point. But it is something that authorities are looking at, and communities are trying to find answers. But of course, it is just how long is a piece of string sort of answer.
What sort of impact will this contamination of the seafood have on the community?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is the impact it could have on the local economy and tourism. So the territory is known as somewhere you can do a lot of different outdoor activities, and fishing is a big part of that. So people are concerned that the Northern Territory government plans to put up signs near these waterways just until more testing is done to warn people not to consume the fish coming out of the Katherine River and Tyndall Creek. So people are concerned, well, if tourists see that, they're not going to want to come back. And what sort of impact is that going to have on one of the biggest industries, especially here in Katherine? Now, the head of the local fishing, amateur fishing association, Warren DeWitt, was also very concerned about, he thought there was a lack of information about what testing Defence had done, what fish were tested, and what that would mean. So he's wanting to go back to them for more information. And he's also concerned of what he says was a small sample size of fish, and he's urging for more testing to be done in this area, and this is what he had to say last night.
I think some of the sampling needs to be ramped up urgently, and whatever needs to be done to get those samples correctly done, because we're talking about a major territory economy. Recreational fishing is a major contributor to the territory economy, and especially the town of Katherine.
That's Warren DeWitt, the president of the Amateur Fishermen's Association of the Northern Territory. Nancy Notson, our reporter there in Katherine.